Hello, global listeners. Welcome to today's podcast. The topic is going to be my daily mental health practices during COVID-19. This is not a substitute or replacement in any way, shape, or form for medical advice. It should not be considered that, construed as that whatsoever. Consult with your primary care provider. Consult with a licensed behavioral health clinician in your area. Our lives are different. Our world has changed. So today I'm going to go ahead and share with you basically what I've been doing over the last, what I've developed for myself and have been doing over the last couple of months to keep myself mentally well and always possible, because my view is that I cannot accomplish my other goals, whether it be for work or for personal or maintain my physical health or anything, if I'm not mentally doing well. And as we all know, there's been a ton of really intense, bad stuff going on out there. And it's taken many people by surprise. I know it took me by shock and surprise, that's for sure. Today, I'm going to go over some of the things I've been doing and I'm doing every day for myself that you may or may not find helpful to do for yourself. Daily movement. I see daily movement and not daily exercise, because when we start talking about exercise, there's way too much in this world about, as they call it these days, diet culture of, and this has been around for as long as I can remember, of different fad diets. Like, they just keep inventing them, it seems like, daily. And most people are not very successful with diets. So I don't really like to talk about that, even though I don't feel like the word diet should be considered a bad word. It seems like it's become one because of fad diets that don't work for most people. So I focus on daily movement for myself every single day to the best of my ability. Obviously, weather conditions can change that, because I can't go to gyms in my area anymore. That's not an option. Hasn't been for a really long time. I was never much of a gym rat to begin with, but that would be helpful to have as a resource if the weather was bad, and now that is no longer an option. So my daily movement typically focuses on outdoor activities. I love outdoor recreational activities. My daily movement schedule these days is really quite boring, but I do what works for me and what's realistic. And what works for me is realistic right now is I go on long walks for like miles every single day, most of the time. And sometimes it's like a mile, 2 miles. Today, I'm planning on going on a hopefully 6 mile walk. So it'll take me a bit of time. I go in remote areas or isolated away from people to decrease my risk of getting sick. Do a lot of cycling. I've been taking a break from that lately. I've just changed it up essentially. So that's what I do. That helps me maintain my overall well-being and my overall health. Socialization with people and pets that bring joy. The only person I have any physical contact with at all at this point is my spouse. I am aware that the different states in America are starting to phase in the getting out there and going to wherever. I know some hair salons and stuff have opened up. I'm not taking part in that right now. I'm not. I just don't want to chance it. That's not something that I am personally comfortable with at this time. And so I am choosing to remain away from people, but I do socialize with people on the phone, through online, people that I know. And I also spend time with my pets. I have 2 dogs and I love them very much. And it is hard when I spend time with them to be stressed or anxious about absolutely anything, because they are just wonderful and they're so calm and so chill. And I tell you, their snores are like a meditative exercise in and of itself, because they can really calm a person down. Like, they're just very super chill dogs. So that is another thing that I do. A meaningful and purposeful schedule. Now, I am not a taskmaster, although sometimes I can be, I guess. But I do have a schedule every day, and everybody's different. You know, some people, vision boards work really well for them, and some people, they don't. I like to-do lists, and I put on this list stuff that needs to get done, but I typically not want to do, avoid doing, procrastinate, and whatnot. And so I shape my day around that, of getting those things done. It helps create a sense of accomplishment. They are things that need to get done, that are meaningful, that are purposeful, and that do matter in my life. That's for sure. I also make sure that every day, pretty much, you know, I'm trying to stick to a very similar routine of, you know, I'm getting up, I'm having my food, I'm doing all the things that you would normally do in a morning routine, which varies from person to person. I have an evening routine I've established since COVID-19 as well. Establishing new routines and new rituals that will be functional are important. Honestly reviewing relationship with food and beverages. How much caffeine or alcohol are you drinking daily? During COVID-19, there is no doubt about it that things can go really haywire in this department. It would be very easy for me to just go ahead and drink coffee all day, all night. I love me some coffee. So I really have to be honest with myself about that because that's not healthy for me. Some of the things I've done is I've gotten the Folgers decaf instant little packets. I really love those and their individual serving. They don't take up a bunch of space. And so it gives me that wonderful like coffee flavor that I love and I can make fun drinks with and put whipped cream on top of, but without all the caffeine. So I can, whenever I have the urge to have that coffee flavor, that coffee taste, I can just go ahead and replace it with the decaf coffee instant on demand. It's great. I love it. So that's one of the things I do. As far as alcohol is concerned, I am not at all against anyone having an alcoholic beverage that's an adult of drinking age and doing that responsibly, right? Like there's nothing wrong with that. I enjoy an alcoholic beverage every now and again as well, but I've noticed right now on Instagram that there's a lot of drinking being promoted, alcoholic beverages being promoted, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but I could definitely see with the stress and the anxiety of the situation what's going on, and there's a lot to go around, that a person could end up drinking constantly all these different adult beverages day and night. And it could become a habit and a way of coping with all this negative emotions and negativity of what's going on. And that could become problematic over time, potentially. So I have been intentional to really monitor my own recreational use of adult beverages. It's very easy, especially when this first started, to just pile up on the junk food and to just eat junk because it feels good for a lot of us to just get that sugar rush and eat our favorite snacks, all those kinds of things. Obviously, it's not going to be a good long-term solution for my health. Like, that's not a good long-term solution. So from the beginning, I tried really, 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 really hard to not fall into that trap of eating all the junk and instead focusing on being intentional with what I'm eating in my food supply and why I'm eating it and making sure to the best of my ability that I'm getting the nutrient-dense foods that I need to live and survive in life. And for a period of time, we had a situation where we were not able to get the food that we needed because there wasn't the food we needed in our area. It was gone. And then they started rationing things. And then we had to have food shipped in for our own personal supply that was shelf stable because we couldn't get fresh food enough to last us and sustain us. So that was a monumental dietary shift that was difficult because it was very dramatic. And I actually started getting sick for a little bit sick to my stomach, because it was just such a dramatic dietary change my body wasn't used to. That is another difficult situation, obstacle that you may have experienced as well in your area throughout all of this. These issues for us have now since resolved. We now have food back in the grocery stores, and the items that we need to eat are no longer being rationed in the way that they were. So we're able to get what we need. And we now, thanks to COVID-19, have a shelf-stable supply for us so that if we need food in the future, we have it. So that's really good. But, you know, that's just another thing. And it's hard to kind of observe your own relationship with food too if you are experiencing a food shortage, because then it can just be very much like hand to mouth, so to speak. So just being intentional and being aware, that's something that I have been doing. Creating meaningful and realistic plans and goals for the eventual post-COVID-19 world when people can go back to the events and activities that we once looked forward to and that brought meaning, joy, and belonging to all of our lives. So I really took my schedule for granted prior to all of this. I really have come to the realization as I reviewed my life of the things that brought me joy and meaning and belonging and things that I enjoyed and that many other people enjoyed. You know, there are events I went to and conferences I went to and trade shows and things I had planned for the future that I wanted to be a part of that are definitely canceled. I was supposed to present at a university and it was a really big deal and I was really excited about it. So that is gone. And I don't know when or if it's coming back. It could be most likely a year or more is what I'm guessing. Instead of just abandoning or becoming hopeless about these things, I have created realistic plans and goals for myself. I've created short-term goals, mid-term goals, and long-term goals. And so for me, a short-term goal would be something I want to accomplish in the next couple weeks. A midterm goal would probably be like 3 to 5 months. And then a long-term goal would be a year or more. And so for the things that are indefinitely suspended because of COVID, I have really started creating and working on projects that are a year or more out so that when it does happen in this post-COVID world that I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure that we all are, I will be able to move forward with those plans without having to stress or worry about not being prepared. That is something that's really helped me maintain my own mental health in a good state of mind. Once again, I encourage you to go to your primary care provider, even if it's through telehealth, or to seek out a licensed behavioral health clinician in your area to address your unique situation. Okay, wish you all the best. Bye. Love this podcast? Please leave an awesome online review. This will help make the podcast that you love more discoverable so that other people can love it too. Thank you.